This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Nick Varley, director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival. Nick, you're back properly this year. Tell us a little about your plans.
We're so happy to have been able to program this year's festival in easier circumstances than we had in the last couple of years. And so, yeah, we're back. We're back to full scale, full in-person audiences, but also continuing the hybrid model that we pioneered over the last couple of years, so that if people can't get tickets in person, they can watch online.
So you've got several venues, really, because you're at the Edinburgh College of Art. You've got several little venues in there, ranging from the 400-seater in the sculpture. Is that a
sculpture court?
The
yes.
Sculpture court. That's yes. The word. And ranging from that all the way down to the Wee Red Bar. But then you're also using the central hall. What kind of things are you using that for?
Well, just say first of all, the sculpture court is not a little theatre. I mean, I think 400-seater is pretty decent, but it was not quite big enough for some of the really, really big names who are coming this year. So we've also decided to add for this year our 750-seater venue, Central Hall, which is really big enough for to welcome some of the world-famous names of people coming this year.
And it's got that fabulous balcony as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a two-tier theatre. Yeah. It's a wonderful, wonderful acoustics, great light and a great experience. And so we will welcome people such as Brian Cox, who's joining us from the set of
the
film.
The actor.
The actor, Brian Cox, the famous Dundonian, otherwise known as Logan Roy from Succession, which is they're filming season 4 of Succession in the States at the moment, but we've managed to negotiate with the filming company to get him back to Edinburgh to be in conversation with Nicola Sturgeon about his life in Scotland as an actor on stage and screen.
That will be a big draw. And so even though you're having 750 people in Central Hall, this is one of the events which is going to be online as well.
It will be online as well. So if people aren't lucky enough to get one of the 750 tickets in person, they can also watch online.
And of course, your online events are free?
They're pay what you can. Now, that means that you can, if you wish, watch for free. And we completely understand that some people need to watch for free. If you can afford to pay, we ask that you do, and you can choose how much you think it's worth. Obviously, staging proper broadcast quality performances costs money, and therefore we ask that people think about that when they decide how much they want to pay.
You've got such a huge programme, it's really impossible for me to ask you to pick out any of the other people or even any of the highlights, but suffice to say that you will have something for, you know, an older audience right down to children's audience. And of course now this year you're able to start up your readings in the morning for half an hour for young children.
That's right, yes. So we've got everything from the Storytime Yurt for very, very young children, and the Gruffalo will be making many appearances on site, as will Elmer the Elephant. But also, I'm personally really delighted that PJ Harvey, the musician, will be joining us because she's written a book of poetry. Also Jarvis Cocker from Pulp will be talking about his life as a musician. Martha Wainwright, the folk singer. Also Armando Iannucci, who's the TV script writer. Comedians like Kevin Bridges, who's written his debut novel. And then Booker Prize winners. We've got 6 Booker Prize winners, including Douglas Stewart of Shuggy Bain fame. 2 Nobel Prize winners, including the new Nobel Prize winner for literature, Abdul Razak Gurnah from Zanzibar. And a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Maria Ressa, who is a political journalist and who's stood up to authority in the Philippines.
Really is something for everyone. And tickets go on sale when and how?
On the 23rd of June, either on the phone or online.
10 a.m. in the morning. That's important. We're very much looking forward to that. And we're also looking forward to hearing some more later, perhaps next time, about the Edinburgh Futures Institute, which is to become your new permanent home. Nick Varley, thank you very much for speaking with us.